Welcome to That Weekend Feeling with Darren Mann.
That Weekend Feeling is brought to you by The Weekend Post and The Daily Dispatch Weekend Edition. For details on stories, go to heraldlive.co.za and dispatchlive.co.za. Now, the first quarter of 2022 is behind us and consumers are feeling shell-shocked. Price increases left, right and center, mainly driven by massive fuel and power increases. There's barely a household that hasn't felt the pinch. But how best to deal with this added financial pressure? Economist Darby Ruart joins us on That Weekend Feeling today to try and make sense of it all. Darby, good morning.
Good morning to you. Thank you for asking me.
It hasn't been a great year so far. Does the rest of the year look more promising?
No, I'm afraid things are probably going to stay quite bad and might even get a little bit worse. What is that? You've referred to inflation, prices going up. And what is happening now is that that price increases is moving it to a wider front of things. So I'm afraid we're probably going to see more things getting more expensive. And what I'm particularly concerned about, especially over the next couple of months, is that certain foodstuffs are going to get quite expensive. And the reason why I say so is because of the war in Central Europe affecting countries like the Ukraine, and they are major exporters of grain. And grain is basically the basis of all food prices. So I'm afraid we are, especially for low-income families, we are in for some difficult times.
Now, you mentioned the Ukraine as one of the factors driving these increases. From time to time, we're also told COVID. Is it as simple as that?
Well, of course, there are so many moving parts in this whole thing. It's not only COVID, it's not only Ukraine. There's also things like, for example, monetary policy locally and internationally, fiscal policies and politics and all of that. So everything is coming together and quite a horrible mix at the moment. What we are currently seeing is that the world economy is opening up after COVID. Central banks are increasing interest rates. Government are withdrawing all that extra stimulus that they've had. We see what's happening in Central Europe, and all of that is quite a toxic mix of things. And we can see that in the form of equity markets coming under pressure, prices going up, and the economy slowing down. So there are so many moving parts at the moment, and most of these moving parts are pointing in the wrong direction.
You mentioned interest rate increases. We've already had a small one this year. How do you see that going for the rest of 2022? Moving upwardly?
Without a doubt. Remember, and there are two reasons why I say so. Obviously because of inflation going up, but also because the Americans are starting to increase interest rates, and they've indicated that they will increase interest rates quite a lot. And South Africa, whether we like it or not, we're part of the international monetary system, and when interest rates are going up internationally, we simply have to follow, and we have to follow with more or less the same sort of increments. So if they go for a 50 basis points increase, for example, we have to go for more or less the same sort of magnitude of increase in interest rate increases. So yes, I am afraid because of inflationary pressures locally, we are going to see further increases in interest rates in South Africa. And my view is that we, over the next month, over the next year, we're going to see, say, another easily 2% increases in the repo rate in South Africa.
In addition, there have also been rumors of another big petrol price increase at the end of this month. Have you heard those too?
Yes, I've had a look. The most recent increase in the petrol price is going to be close to 2 rands a litre, but it really depends on what the government going to do with this fuel levy that they've suspended up to May. So if they reintroduce the fuel levy, and they will do that sometime in future, that, of course, can lead to quite a significant increase in the fuel price.
It's been depressing so far, Darby. Can you give any advice to consumers on how to deal with the spiralling cost of living?
Well, you know, I talk to my clients and I ask my clients for a budget, for example, and I'm absolutely amazed to find out how few of my clients actually do have a budget. And I ask them, so what are your expenses? What are your kind of income? What are your plans? And how much do you save and all that? And they simply cannot answer me. And I think the first thing, the very, very first thing that you need to do as an individual is to find out what is going on with your finances. At least know what is going on. Know how much money you have in a bank. Know how much money you have to pay for school fees. Know how much money you are saving. Know how much you have saved so far. So at least find out what is going on. Once you know what is going on, then you need a plan. And this is not only a budget. The budget is a plan, by the way. But you need a family plan. And a family plan will include things like, for example, are we going to send the kids to universities? Are we going to buy a new car? When are we going to buy a new car? Are we going to go on holiday? Are we going to retire? When are we going to retire? Where are we going to retire? All those sort of things are the part of the family plan, and of course, part of the family plan includes a budget. Have a budget. Make sure you revise your budget. Make sure you include things like, for example, unexpected expenditure, and make sure you include in your budget savings for the day that you're going to retire, and save also for that holiday that you want to have at the end of the year, for example. So find out what's going on, and then have a budget, and try to stick with your budget. It doesn't mean a budget is set in stone. A budget needs to be revised every now and again, but try to put a realistic budget together and try to stick with your budget.
That's economist Darby Ruart joining us today on That Weekend Feeling. It looks grim as far as the financial outlook goes for the rest of the year, but hopefully a little ray of sunshine or two on the horizon. Can you see any of those, Darby?
Yeah, in a kind of perverse way, I think South Africa is a wonderful place to be. We have a government that is highly incompetent, corrupt, and we know about all these sort of things. We've got a government that's done immense damage to the South African economy, and that is exactly where the opportunities are. The government in South Africa, and in an ironic kind of way, they've basically privatized everything that they said they're never going to privatize. I mean, Margaret Thatcher must be laughing in her grave. Things like, for example, the airways in South Africa have been privatized. Today, South African Airways is not even flying anymore, and the private sector is taking over those routes. The same with the post office. The post office is completely dysfunctional, corrupt, and bankrupt, basically. And the private sector is taking over those functions. The police, people simply don't trust the police. The police is incompetent as well. And people are providing private sector security services. So if you want to do business in South Africa, just look at what the state is supposed to be doing and go and do that, because you know you're going to have very, very little competition and amazing opportunities. And that, I think, is a real great opportunity for being a South African.
Many thanks, Darby. Darby Ruart joining us on That Weekend Feeling. Have a good day.
Thank you.
That was That Weekend Feeling with Darren Mann.